Hello.
Hey Gabriel, this is Nikki calling back from Local Splash. How are you? Are you home?
Yeah, I'm home already.
All right. Would you like me to continue the client interview?
Yes, go ahead.
All right, sounds great. So yeah, we're actually picking off with the Google Workspace. So I was introducing to you the Google Workspace because I see that you already have a domain name and existing website. So I want to take this opportunity to let you know that we have this Google Workspace. You can always add this anytime. You can always think about it, okay? So Google Workspace, Gabriel, allows you to run your professional email, calendar, and documents in your own domain. And you can have a domain name that says Gabriel at ScorpioIronworksTX.com or info or office at ScorpioIronworksTX.com. So that Google Workspace will build a major trust with prospects and enable your team to stay organized with cloud storage, secure file sharing, and collaborative tools. Would you have a starting price of $19 per month per user? Is that a step that you would like to add to your growth toolkit?
No, I don't think I no.
Okay. Yep, we can skip it. And as I've mentioned, you can always add this anytime. And now, we're going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So my research here, Gabriel, shows that you do provide fence services, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So what is the number one service that you want to win? Like, which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
Well, the most profitable would be like automatic gates.
Automatic gates. Oh, is it going to be like automatic gates or gate automation?
No, automatic gates.
Automatic gates. All right. Let me add it here. But let me ask you, do you want it to be found first with the keyword fence contractor or like automatic gates?
Well, not fence contractor, because, you know, right now fences, there's a lot of competition and, you know, we don't do hardly. When I started business, I was doing a lot of fences. Right now, no. We're doing a lot of, you know, gates, handrails, balconies, different stuff than fences.
Gotcha. So what do you want it to be found first, like automatic gates or like gates?
The first keyword, you know, it'll be Ironworks.
Ironworks. Okay. So let me go ahead and have the Ironworks for you. So you don't want it to be focusing on fences, right?
No, not really. I don't go to many fences anymore.
Okay. Yep, that's okay. I'm going to go ahead and have it here for you. So you want it to be found first with the keyword Ironworks. Okay?
Yes.
And the next one that is very profitable is automatic gates.
Yes.
All right. So let me try to pull up the top performing industry keywords for you under Ironworks, because let me know if you want to add or change any from the list, because we optimize for all relevant service, but your main focus should be ranking and budget priorities. You will get an email with your personalized keyword strategy just if you want to make updates, okay?
Okay.
So for the Ironworks, I just want to ask these keywords. Let me know if you want me to take anything from the list. So I got you the keywords for you: Ironworks, automatic gates, Ironworks contractor, iron fabrication, custom iron gate, gross iron gate insulation, iron fence installation, ornamental ironwork, iron railing installation, iron staircase installation, steel and iron fabrication, commercial ironwork, residential ironwork, iron gate repair, iron fence repair, and we have here ornamental iron repair, iron door installation. We have decorative ironwork, iron welding services, custom iron railings, and structural iron fabrication. Are you okay with all the keywords?
Yeah, that's okay. Uh-huh.
Okay. Are there any other services related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
Did you add, I don't think I heard balconies or handrails?
Okay, balcony works and handrail. What's going to be the specific for that? Balcony building or balcony works?
No, balconies, just balconies. Balconies or railings.
Okay, balconies, railings, and handrails.
Right.
Okay. Actually, let me see. For this, when we optimize your Google Business Profile, Google will actually ask for a specific service for balcony, handrails, and railings. So can we add like specific service for this? Anyways, we are adding balcony, but just the specific keywords that you will pop up. Is it gonna be? Let me see. Let me help you with that. Is it gonna be? How about balcony works, iron railing works, and handrail works? Would that work for you?
No, they don't.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't call them works. They don't add the work.
You just wanted to add balcony, handrails, and railings?
Yes, just like that.
Okay, all right. I'll just note it here then. Okay. And let me see. Are you okay with these keywords, or do you have any more to add?
No, I think those are enough.
Okay. Anyways, Gabriel, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, please go ahead and email us back so that we can make a proper adjustment, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. So now just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
Anything that
helps you stand out?
Well, I've been in business for 26 years, so.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's 26 years of experience?
No, actually, I have more because, you know, I used to work for my dad, but with this company, I had it for 26 years already.
Oh, okay. So the company itself has been existing since 26 years. But how many years of experience do you have?
Like 32 years of experience. Over 30.
Okay. So the business started 2000, and you have around 30 years of experience?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good. So I'm going to put it here. Your years of experience sets you apart from the competitors.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. And do you offer free estimates?
Yes.
Okay. Is this a family-owned business?
Yes.
Okay. And is this locally owned and operated?
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good. And let me just note here, I'm going to add those descriptions because that is going to be very helpful for the business around your area. And we have a very good start. Okay. And do you have a mission statement?
A mission statement. What is that?
Okay. Do you want to hear what I prepared for you? Maybe you like them.
Okay.
So I have here Gabriel. At Scorpio Iron Works, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. I also have here at Scorpio Iron Works, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. And the last one is at Scorpio Iron Works. We provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. So do you like anything from the few samples that I have?
I think the last one.
The last one. Sounds good. I also like the last one here. And do you have a tagline or a slogan?
A tagline? A logo?
Yeah, a slogan, or like something, a statement that you make putting on your cards or on your shirt.
No, I don't.
Okay, if you wanted to create one day, just let us know. If you wanted to personalize your tagline, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, let me see. So the business started 2000, and how many people work with your company?
Right now I have 4, and me, so it's 5.
Okay, that's a good number. We have 5 here, and do you work with residential, commercial, or both?
Both.
Okay. And I just want to confirm, Gabriel, that I got your correct hours of operations. It says from Monday through Friday, you do 7 a.m. to 5. On weekends, you're closed.
Yes.
Okay. And what types of payment do you accept?
Well, it'll be just cash or checks.
Okay, we do cash and checks. Mm-hmm. All right. So now that we have your business information, Gabriel, we do have two options for you. The first option is we will optimize your presence from quality leads from sub channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And this is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you this option because blanketing 100 of directories can open you to spam calls and wasted time. So you will appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So which option do you prefer?
The first one.
Let's work with the first one. Okay. And now let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key assets for booking high-value jobs. So I see it here that your business is located in Dallas, Texas. So for this, Gabriel, which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? And I would love to give my suggestion because I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it's very helpful if you focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes that is under 2 hours driving distance of your base. Do you think we could work on that?
Actually, no. I don't like to go further than 1 hour from my office.
Yes. Yeah, that would be great. As long as it is under 2 hours driving distance. If it is under 1 hour driving distance, then that's best.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So can you provide me like your 5 target cities and zip codes under an hour distance?
Well, I have to look them up.
Okay.
Well, it'll be Dallas for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's do
seven five zero eight two. Mm-hmm. I've added Richardson.
Richardson, Rockwall.
Okay. Rockwell.
And then, okay, it'll be Richardson. We can go Irving.
That's Everdeen?
Irving.
I-R-E-I. Oh, Irving. Gotcha.
Yes. And then
right here.
So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 already.
We only have 1, 2, 3, 4 for now. You can add one more.
Okay, let's do Arlington.
Arlington. All right, let me add it here. All right. Thank you so much for this. And do you know, Gabriel, if you do have a Google Business Profile?
No.
Okay.
Well,
actually,
Let me check. I think I do.
Okay.
A Google Business Profile.
Yeah. Because I see that you have an existing one.
Well, maybe I do, yes.
Okay. So I actually see you do have an existing Google Business Profile, and it has 5 reviews. And that is a very good thing that you have reviews on your Google Business Profile. Let me see. This is your phone number, 9242, and this is your address. Okay. So that leads me to my next question. Do you have access to your Google Business profile? Are you checking it right now?
Yeah, I was trying to find it.
Okay. I can help you with that. Because since you do have a Google Business profile, Gabriel, we don't suggest that we create another one, because having more than one Google Business profile is not going to be very helpful. And since you do have an existing Google Business profile, let's work with that, okay? And the next thing that we need to do is we will need to check if you have access to your Google Business profile. Let me know if you need my assistance. If you can check right now, let's go to your regular browser.
Okay, let me see if I can look it up. Google is... Okay, I think it's this one here.
Okay. Let me know what you're seeing right now. Mm-hmm. Are you on the page, Gabriel, or you see edit profile, photos, or no? Let me know what you're seeing.
Well, I see Scorpio Ironworks, Facebook, Instagram.
Oh, did you search your business account on Google and did it appear?
Let me go to Google real quick. Give me 1 sec.
Or we can go to the regular browser and we can type in business.google.com/locations. And if your email was used on, when that email that you have on your phone right now is the one that is associated to your Google Business profile, then your Google Business profile will pop up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't see it. I can't find it.
Okay, can we go to your regular browser and type in business.google.com/locations? I will help you claim your, or we will help you claim your Google Business profile, okay? But I think you have access. Let's try.
Yeah, okay, let me give me 1 second.
Okay, you take your time. Okay. Just let me know if you need my assistance, okay?
Okay. I think.
Are you ready in? Did you see your Google Business profile when you type in business.google.com/locations? With S, locations.
Okay, let me start again. Give me 1 second. All right. Okay, let me... So type... Okay, what do I type?
Yeah, type in business.google.com/locations.
Business.google? Or
yeah.
No, just... Okay,
yeah,
business.google.
Right. Business.google.com/locations.
You haven't added any business.
Oh, okay. So that means to say that did you have a different email before when it was created? Do you remember having a different email? Or do you know someone who created your Google business profile? Can you still remember?
No. Manage your Google account.
So when you went into that business.google.com/locations, you didn't see Scorpio Ironworks under the business name, under the businesses?
No, no.
Okay. So this is what happened, Gabriel. When you pulled up the link that I just let you in, that means to say the email that you have on your phone right now is not associated to the Google business profile that was created. So if you don't remember having any emails before that was used on creating the Google business profile, that means to say that the one who created your Google business profile may not be using your email. And you don't remember anyone creating it for you?
No, it was probably me, but I'm, you know,
okay.
I'm not too good at this stuff. That's why
that's okay.
I hate going out, you know, signing up places.
Gotcha.
But.
All right. How about this? We'll just help you claim your Google business profile. Okay?
Okay.
Would that work for you?
Okay.
All right. So since you don't have any access right now to your Google business profile, we will help you claim access, okay? So we will begin the process of claiming your Google business profile, Gabriel. This is a timely process, but it is needed for us to optimize your Google business profile. Please give us a couple of weeks and keep in communication with us. Google might call you to verify that you are the owner and your association with us, and we might need to send out a Google PIN verification through your regular mail. You'll receive an email and calls from us, from our Google team, Gabriel, and following up the PIN code. So if you do send one out, please check your mail regularly and keep in contact with us. Call, email, or send us an SMS with a code as soon as you receive it. And this is a very important step in the optimization process, okay?
Mm-hmm, okay.
All right. And also, Gabriel, to get your Google business profile verified, Google needs some information to proceed further. So I'm going to send you an email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. So can you please provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible? Your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace. So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email, and we will be following up with Google and let you know if anything else is needed. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. And also, Gabriel, one growth feature that we offer is the weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You will be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So, would you like us to activate this for your business with no extra cost?
Okay.
All right. So, we will do weekly posts for your Google business profile. I highly suggest that you opt into this because this is helpful for your optimization. If ever you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, you can always edit or delete it through your dashboard. And let's talk about Yelp now. Do you already have a Yelp page?
No, I don't.
Okay. If you don't have a Yelp page yet, nothing to worry. We can create a brand new Yelp page for your business and ensure that it will be optimized, but you need to have a call tracking number with us, which you already opted in, so we will be able to complete the Yelp page creation. Okay. So would you like us to go ahead and create Yelp for you?
Well, you know, I was checking on Yelp, and I do have one.
Oh, okay. Do you have access to your Yelp page or no?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. So if you do have Yelp access, would you like us to optimize your Yelp profile for a better lead flow?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and send you an email for you to add this as admin so we can optimize your Yelp profile so they can help with your leads, okay?
Okay.
All right. And let me see. Let's talk about your Facebook business page now. So I do see, Gabriel, that you do have an existing Facebook business page, right?
Right.
Okay. And this is the one that I see right now is your logo?
Yes.
Amazing. I like your logo. All right. Yeah. That's how the scorpion was, you know, incorporated with the letter C on his body. Okay. And do you have access to your Facebook business page?
Yes.
Okay. Can you grant us admin access so we can optimize?
Okay. How do I do that?
Yeah. All right. So for this, Gabriel, I do see that you have Facebook ads as part of your subscription, right? So you have a very good package. You have Facebook ads. And since you do have Facebook ads, I'm going to send you an email that says, grant us access to your Facebook business page to get your ads running. So I'm sending you a secure one-click link to grant us partner access. It typically takes 1 to 2 minutes. So once added, we will optimize your Facebook page. It is important to have consistent information, so please do not make any changes to your name, address, and phone information without letting us know, okay? So I'm sending it to you right now, and if you have time to add it right now or later, I hope you'll be able to do that as soon as possible so that our Facebook team can work on the correct timeline. All right.
Okay.
And I just sent it. Once you receive it, and if you need assistance, just let me know, okay? And let me see. Let's talk about your Facebook ads while waiting for you to receive the email. For your Facebook ads, Gabriel, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your ad campaign, or would you like to have a creative team handle it for you?
No, I guess have a team send it.
Okay, so we'll have the creative team handle. All right, let me note it here. But do you have a lot of photos that you can send?
Yes, I do.
All right, sounds good. Because your photos, Gabriel, is going to be very helpful with the optimization, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And for your Facebook ads, there are 3 lead response methods for your Facebook ads that you can choose only one. We have this form fill, calls, and Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time, and we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible, and these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab. And the other options are calls or Facebook Messenger, but what we highly recommend, Gabriel, is using the form fill, because it will give you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures no opportunities are missed. And then again, most of our clients running successful campaigns are using form fill. So which one would you like to use?
Okay, what was that?
Mm-hmm.
Can you repeat that again one more time?
Yes. So there are 3 lead response methods that we have for your Facebook ads, and you can only choose one. Okay, so the choices that we have are the form fill, calls, or the Facebook Messenger. But what our team highly recommends is the form fill, because the form fill gives you better quality leads. And also, our Facebook team sees that our clients running successful campaigns are mostly using the form fill. So would you like to use form fill, calls, or the Facebook Messenger?
No, the form fill is fine.
Let's work with the form fill. I also highly suggest the form fill. And now, I see that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription. Will Google Ads allow you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the top of Google exactly when your prospects look for your services? So you only pay for true demand when someone clicks. Investing here, Gabriel, can quickly accelerate book jobs and revenue. If you would be interested in getting it started, we do have a $300 campaign to maximize results, and you can always add this anytime. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And also, Gabriel, I just received a notification that you have already successfully added SS Admin to your Facebook business page. So I will let the Facebook team know so they can work on the optimization, okay? All right. Thank you so much for this. And our team is available Monday through Friday. That is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out if needed?
I guess I can try to reach them tomorrow.
Okay. So if we have concerns with regards to your account, can we call you anytime?
Yes.
Okay. We'll try to call you anytime, but if you're not available, we'll try to leave a voicemail and you can call us also. You can call us back anytime. And if you have also concerns, call us anytime, okay? From 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. All right.
Okay.
And I see that you do have a logo, which I mentioned earlier was a good logo. And can you send it to us so we can use it for the marketing campaign?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, because we don't want it to grab photos because it might ruin the quality. But I will try to check it to our team since you have already added that as admin to your Facebook business page. Then maybe we can work with that, okay? But if you can send it to us, that would be helpful.
Okay.
All right. So now, Gabriel, you will see several important emails from us soon. First, review your keywords list, the one that we just discussed earlier. Let us know if you want to add or change any. Just reply to the message, okay, if you want to adjust all the keywords, if you want to add or take anything from the list. And if you have the project photos, videos, or logo, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. Reuse only high-quality, copyright-safe images, so if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry stock photos or placeholders as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So, do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
Hmm.
Yeah, are you okay with us using AI-generated images or stock photos?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And your client dashboard login, which you should have already received, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility and campaign progress from anywhere on any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business Profile will be optimized in parallel. So you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates because your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts from spammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it is directly for your local splash, okay?
Okay.
And also, Gabriel, to confirm, do we have your authorization to process the one-time fee of $19 for the call greeting, specifically the male voice artist, and charge the card that we have on file today?
Yes.
Okay. And, of course, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder? So 3 weeks from now, Gabriel, that is going to be, let me just pull up my calendar real quick. 3 weeks from now, that would be the same day, Thursday, and that's 9th of April. Are you okay with that, or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
No, yeah, that's fine. Thanks.
Okay. Do you want to do it at the same time?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to add this for you. Anyways, I'm going to add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when we will call. All right.
Okay.
And as I had mentioned earlier, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. It's good to see, Gabriel, if you will be able to answer your first call on your tracking number, but please note that that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a not valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play it, okay?
Okay.
All right. And this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much, Gabriel, for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth in Local Splash. But do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
No, not at the moment. But okay. I'm going to see those emails that you said that you were going to send.
Yep. Let me see. It actually went through. So the email that I'm sending right now is the pictures needed for Google verification. The other email that you'll be receiving, you will receive it in the next days because you are still setting up your account. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. But let me just resend to you the other one. This is very important if you can provide this as soon as possible so we can start working on your account. All right. So let me just go ahead and resend it again just to make sure. All right. And also, in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted by your email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away and we'll adjust it. Our support line is 877-635-6225. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. That is from Monday through Friday. We are also available by email, SMS, or chat. So please feel free to call us back because we are here to help. If we can't answer right away, we'll return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your emails and texts for status update and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again, Gabriel, for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward to helping you take the lead in your market. But then again, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you?
No, that's it.
Thank you so much for your time, Gabriel. I really appreciate you making time for me. Enjoy the rest of the day and take care. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you. Thank you, you too. Bye.